Banshee, Chapter 1, The Inn. Winter was upon the land, and a wind swept in from the far north. Fields lay under snow, white and gold-tipped, fading into the distance. Trees leaned over the path in the darkening light. Shafts of wild grass appeared here and there in the cold landscape, making faint rustling sounds. The woman was almost hidden, the coat she wore covering her completely, and a scarf wrapped around her throat. She burrowed her head down against the wind and walked beneath the trees. Dusk fell sharply, suddenly, and she was absorbed into the shadows ahead. The lamp hanging from the sign outside the inn was a welcome thing, for she was colder than she had ever been, and so tired that she wondered that she had reached it at all. Pushing open the heavy oak door, she felt dizzy from the sudden heat and the commotion of so many voices talking at once. No one took notice of her, but she saw the owner. He had to be the owner, his eyes busy watching everything, checking the workers and the customers and her as well. "We're full up," he said when she approached him and asked for a room. He studied her and relented. "It's a hard night out there. If you aren't particular, you can have a coat closet at the back. I can put in a cot. It'll be warm enough." She thanked him and took out her purse and drew out a silver coin. He fingered it with appreciation. "That'll get you a meal tonight and breakfast tomorrow, plus the room. Sit anywhere. I'll have my wife bring you a plate. Lamb's all we have." She chose a table in the corner, away from the door. She unwound her scarf. The chill had penetrated to her bones, or so it felt. People were crushed together at the bar, exchanging vulgar jokes that brought much laughter. "Don't mind them. They own the land around here, but they have the manners of pigs." It was the wife. She set out silverware and a glass into which she poured dark ale. "It doesn't matter. I can't hear what they're saying." "Well, I can. Food'll be ready in a minute. Where you coming from, if you don't mind my asking?"
"Near the sea cliffs of Croatian."
"Well, you can't have walked from there to here." The innkeeper's wife leaned against the table as if she had nothing else to do. Her hair was a wild tangle of red hair, and the lines on her face spoke of age, though her body suggested a much younger woman. It was something the newcomer had noted often, the early resignation in the eyes of those who lived in the isolated regions, and the pallor of their skin. "No, I got a ride for most of it. I'm on my way to find... to see a friend who's been taken ill. Pity that, and in this cold season. I'm Hengis, named after the stone circle out there. Well, you can't see them for the snow, and they're more flat than upright, old as they are. And it's a name that did me no favours as a child. I hated it. Now I like it. It's history. What's your name, if I can ask that as well?"
"Anan."
"Ah, the mother goddess. A strong name and not often used. Your own mother must have had great hopes for you at your birth. She told me she just loved the sound of it. Maybe so. Who am I to talk with a name like my own? Well, let's see about that meal." She walked away toward the kitchen at the back of the inn. As she opened the door, a riot of noise emerged, along with the steam and the smell of charcoal, until she closed it behind her. Her curiosity was familiar. Anan had encountered it constantly on the road. It seemed a part of the custom of the people of the moors, as if they kept a running inventory of what they were seeing and hearing, though they seemed to subject little of their thought to scrutiny. It occurred to her early on that she should keep the purpose of her journey hidden, though even so, the truer she stayed to her original nature, the better. It was not wise to reveal everything, and far too dangerous. But some level of truth was essential, and giving her name and origin could be part of that. So be it.